I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support. Stardate, June 25th. The sun is pretty big as stars go. Bigger than perhaps 80 or 90% of the stars in the entire Milky Way galaxy. To get an idea of just how big, consider this. At the speed of a jet airliner, it would take about 7 months to circle all the way around the sun's equator. But if you really want to rack up the frequent flyer miles, try circling around the star at the tail of Cygnus, the Swan. Deneb is a white supergiant. The white designation means that its surface is thousands of degrees hotter than the sun's. And the supergiant designation means that it's one of the biggest stars in the galaxy. In fact, it could be 200 times the diameter of the sun. So even at the pace of a typical airliner, it would take more than a century to circle Deneb's equator. One problem you might have is deciding just where the star's surface is. The supergiants are so puffed up that their outermost layers of gas are quite thin. And Deneb is blowing a powerful wind of material out into space, which makes it even harder to tell where the star ends and space begins. But from our distance of 2,600 light-years or so, that's not a problem. Deneb looks like a sharp little point of light. It's in the northeast at nightfall, at the left point of the bright summer triangle. And the rest of the Swan stretches to its right, with the body roughly parallel to the horizon and the wings spread above and below. Tomorrow, an ancient stellar family. You can find out about McDonald Observatory visitor programs at mcdonaldobservatory.org. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.